As part of the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we have EMA Director Daryl Sanders on the line. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Appreciate you making yourself available this morning. We'll start off with what's the latest we need to know on this Friday morning?
Well, we're still under a travel advisory for Clinton County. We meet the people that are involved in our plan. We meet the Monday, Wednesday, Fridays now, every day. So get an update in the morning at 10 o'clock. What's going on?
Hey, Daryl, we're having a real hard time hearing you. Are you on a speakerphone or in a hole somewhere? Yeah, I think it's better.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're still under a travel advisory for Clinton County, essential travel only. We've activated four elements of our emergency plan, which is the communication and warning, health department, law enforcement, and public information. So that's where we stand right now. And we have a meeting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now. It was every day, but at 10 o'clock every morning we have a conference call where we discuss the problems and how we're going to move forward.
Have things improved to the point that you think we're getting ready to maybe reopen or not?
You know, that's totally up to the elected officials. My job is to organize and implement the emergency plan. So that's out of my ballpark, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are kind of following the governor's orders, too.
True,
you know,
they are.
And they're not doing a whole lot until May 1st, you know.
Yeah. Would you, you know, if you're in a situation to do it, if you were, say, like the governor of Georgia, would you go ahead and approve the opening of the state?
Well, once again, my job is to create an emergency plan and enforce it. So I'm just one element of that, but I don't have any say so at all, and I really don't have an opinion as far as, I'm not a politician, so that's up to them how they want to take care of that.
We asked you this last time you were on. Is the traffic flow going down here, or is it still up a little bit more than what you want?
We're pretty pleased with the response of Clinton County. It's been pretty good response, and I think people are understanding that they get the things they need and go to work. And I talked to the law enforcement, and they haven't seen an uptick, and they haven't had a big problem. So as of right now, I think the citizens of Clinton County are doing a pretty good job. We're pretty happy with our plan.
You're pretty happy with in general. Is there anything that we need to really work on to get better?
Well, I just think people need to understand that they need to stay home, and of course, people are getting stir crazy. And one thing we have addressed that's come up last week is mental health for people, because when you have people confined to their homes, especially when the weather was bad, believe it or not, it takes a toll on you. Myself, even I find myself getting kind of sharp with my wife, and I realize, well, you know, maybe that's part of the mental health part of it.
Yeah, right. Hey, I hear you on that one, Daryl.
That's what I'm blaming on anyway.
Right.
Do you anticipate when this is over that still we're gonna, you know, when this breaks up a little bit, social distancing and masks will still be the two big things?
I probably think so, Ken. This is a problem that's probably not going to go away. So we're doing all we can to get resources to support our health department and fire department, ambulance service, police department, sheriff's department, as far as getting PPE, because I don't think this is going to just snap your fingers and it's going to go away.
I would probably tend to agree with you. I know you've been after people to get you some PPE. How are you supplied with that right now?
Right now we're in pretty good shape. The sheriff's department tells me they're in good shape. Law enforcement or the police department the same way. Fire department's in good shape. EMS is in pretty good shape. They got about a 2 week window, and I told them once they get to where they've got a week's inventory, we'll start beating the bushes for more, but we're trying to get some to just supplement what we have. But right now, we're not in a panic situation.
Do you think if and when this little part gets over and we start to gradually reopen, that you're going to have a specific area for people to go to get masks, or for those who don't know if they can get them or not?
I think that'll probably be more in line with the health department. Rodney Wan and Dr. Tharp's done a wonderful job as far as ensuring the nursing homes and the hospital. EMS and fire departments all have masks, so along with law enforcement. So I got to take my hat off to the health department. They're doing a wonderful job.
So, are you, I take it you're fairly pleased overall with the way things are going then?
I really think so. I think our plan, of course, it was hard for people to understand their role in it. Luckily, our people that have a role in our plan understand it, and it makes it far easier to implement when a person understands what his responsibilities are and a plan for it. We've been lucky in Clinton County that all of our elected officials and department heads have taken the plan serious. They know their role, and they know how to implement it.
Daryl, do you think everybody's doing their part in the right way as far as not getting out and wearing masks and stuff when they are out?
You know, we've seen a few things, but, you know, with the younger kids getting out and maybe wanting to play basketball together and riding their bikes together and other things like that. But I think all in all, the people are taking it pretty serious, and I've noticed more and more masks being used and more businesses taking precautions to help not spread the disease. So I think we're doing a pretty good job in Clinton County.
Okay. Daryl, anything else we need to know before we take off for the weekend?
The only other thing I'd like to tell you is when it comes to the public officials and making their decisions, it's kind of easy to sit back and second-guess them, but when you have to make the decision for the whole county and the city for their public health, sometimes it's not fully understood, but those people may not know the full facts. So our elected officials are doing a good job with the information they've got and the decisions they have made.
Yeah, give them a little break because either way, any decision they make, they're not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah, and all in all, they've got to realize, or people have to realize, it's they're doing it for their public health. They're not doing it for anything other than that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're not trying to be nasty or keep you inside. Yeah.
Yep.
Daryl, we appreciate your time. Have a good weekend, friend.
You too.
Take care.
All right, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, good to talk to Daryl.